And that kind of led to the PROS trial that was presented at ASCO this year, a trial done in Italy in the second line setting. Patients were tested for VIRESTRAT results. 70% of them were good, 30% poor. That was blinded to the patients and the investigators, and then they were randomized to that second line choice that all of us have, and it's very common in the community. Do you go the cytotoxic chemotherapy route, or do you go the EGFR TKI route? In this case, PROS randomization was to a choice of docetaxel or pemetrexed versus erlotinib as the TKI. And what they showed actually in that trial was really two things. If you look at the VIRESTRAT good population, their median survival in the second line was about 11 months, and there was no difference whether you got cytotoxic chemotherapy or whether you got erlotinib. If you were the 30% that were VIRESTRAT poor, your median survival on erlotinib was 3 months, and your median survival on chemotherapy was 6.5 months. So that data suggests in the interaction test for VIRESTRAT status versus treatment received was, I think, 0.031. So clearly statistically significant an interaction between treatment choice in the second line setting and what the VIRESTRAT status was.
Graham?
So we have to define what we mean by EGFR wild type. You know, if you look at the specific mutations that actually assesses only the L858R and exon 19 deletion, a lot of those uncommon mutations that you may not pick up when you don't do the next-gen sequencing. I'm also unclear what proportion of patients in the VIRESTRAT good group had EGFR mutation. Do we have the data?
Yeah, the data it's actually here.
In other words, is this all driven by the
there were
six versus eight patients.
There were six versus eight patients in the two arms.
But that was tissue was available.
Yeah,
and it was not all comers, so that data is not exact.
Yeah, and they've done the same analysis excluding the known mutants.
Yeah, so that's six patients.
And there were really no difference here. And
so just to follow up with this man, he actually did end up receiving nanoparticle docetaxel, correct? And what happened? How's he doing?
Well, he literally just received his first dose like 2 weeks ago. He had no problems. Since he was the first patient I put on the trial, our oncology pharmacy had more problems getting to get their act together.
It's an issue.
So I think he had one more option.
Yeah.
What's that? The PD-1, PD-L1 drugs, if they were available on a clinical trial, those would have been a better option for him.
They're all trials.
Yeah. We have a PD-L1 trial that requires a biopsy to be PD-L1 positive for better or for worse. This guy's got a good performance status. Right. I know now his VIRESTRAT is good, so I figure he has a better prognosis. He's probably gonna get several shots on goal. And so, you know, we could certainly transition to that. Remember, I would make, no one said this yet here, but just remember the immunotherapy, when I look at the immunotherapy data to date, it reminds me of the docetaxel data in the second line setting in 1995. So we've had no comparator arm.
There was.
On.
No, there was.
Absolutely. You weren't seeing two-year responses.
Heavily pretreated patients. I agree with you.
No.